Well, today we look at the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10, beginning at verse 28. What we heard yesterday, we have the continuation of this today. Remember, yesterday was the story of the rich young man. That rich young man who said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus tells him to keep the commandments, and then he calls him to be one of his disciples and tells this rich young man, he looks at him with great love and says, "Go sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven, and then come, follow me." So Jesus was inviting him to be a disciple, to be an apostle, and yet the rich young man was too attached to the things of this world, and he goes back into obscurity. We don't know his name. We don't have churches named after him around the world. He goes back into obscurity. And after he walked away, then we get to today's gospel. Peter says to Jesus, "We've given up everything and followed you." Remember St. Peter? He did not want the Lord to forget all the sacrifices that he himself made to follow Christ. And he says, "We've given up everything to follow you. What can we expect in return?" Remember, St. Peter had given up his job as a fisherman, probably given up his good boat. He had given up certain family members. We know that he had a mother-in-law. Maybe that was a sacrifice. Maybe it wasn't to give her up. We don't know the relationship. But we do know that he gave up his home, his nice home right next to the synagogue in Capernaum. And St. Peter wanted to not let the Lord forget about that, all the things that he had given up to follow Christ. Well, how does Jesus respond? He says, "Amen. Truly, I say to you," and then Jesus describes how we cannot outdo God in generosity. That anyone who has made a sacrifice for God in giving up a home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands, for my sake and the sake of the gospel, Jesus says, will receive 100 times more. Now in this present age, that means on earth, and also, he says, and eternal life in the age to come. That's an incredible deal. Imagine that. That any sacrifice you make in this life, Jesus says he promises and guarantees 100 times more in this life and eternal life in the age to come. Now, what does the Lord mean by this? Well, of course, many people that follow Christ back in those days, they would lose their family. You know, if they were part of a different religion or maybe a Gentile or a pagan, if they became a Christian, they would lose sometimes a relationship with their brothers or sisters or family members and parents, and they would be then perhaps rejected. And yet they would be embraced by the church and have as many times as many brothers and sisters and friends and other spiritual relatives, spiritual acquaintances as members of the church. And this is similar to what happens when a young man becomes a priest or a girl becomes a nun. They give up the joy of family, of having a spouse, having your own children, and yet we then belong to all families. As Lacordaire once wrote in the beautiful poem, a priest belongs to no family, but he's a member of every family. And as another priest once said, in thinking about his priesthood, he said that he has thousands of children that call him father, but no one calls him dad, because he's not a dad, but he is a spiritual father of hundreds or even thousands of spiritual children that he's baptized. So yes, we make the beautiful sacrifice of giving up the good of marriage and family for the sake of the kingdom of God. And Jesus even says, along with all these things, there will be persecution. So the Lord reminds us that every vocation will have its sufferings, its crosses, its sacrifices. Marriage, single life, religious life, in any vocation, if you're following Christ, Jesus says there will be persecution. There will be sacrifices and things that you'll be able to offer up to the Lord. But he reminds us, again, you cannot outdo God in generosity. If we're willing to give up home or family, he says 100 times more in this present age and eternal life in the age to come. So today we reflect upon this, the rich young man who was too attached to the things of this world, went back into obscurity, and yet Peter and James and John and Thomas and Andrew, yes, they became followers of Christ. They gave up their life in this world, their jobs, their homes, and yet they became great saints and they became followers of Christ. And we have churches named after them all over the world. And what the Lord predicted did come true. They did endure persecutions and sufferings. Each one of them was martyred for the faith, except for John, who died of advanced age. But all the others, including John, did suffer persecution for their faith. But they did obtain the final goal, which was eternal life in the kingdom of heaven.